USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
In Tokyo, President Donald Trump says the U.S. and Japan are in talks about working together in a range of different industries,
including defense, technology, digital economy, and energy. Also, infrastructure, science.
The U.S. reportedly had a $56.8 billion deficit in goods and services traded with Japan. Trump says the two countries are close to a deal that will address the U.S. trade deficit. National Security Advisor John Bolton says there's no doubt that recent short-range missile launches by North Korea are in violation of U.N. Security Council resolutions, suggesting that the White House may be looking at putting a sharper edge on their diplomatic relations with dictatorship. In Tokyo, Bolton made his remarks to reporters just ahead of President Trump's arrival there for a four-day visit. A yoga instructor in Maui was rescued Friday after becoming lost for 16 days in a rainforest. She survived on water and plants. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention, special Memorial Day announcement ahead. Dell's official Memorial Day event is back, and it's better than ever. You're getting up to $300 off select Dell and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors. Plus, enjoy awesome deals on the latest electronics and accessories like Bose headphones. And remember, free shipping on absolutely everything. Get some of the best deals of the year now, courtesy of Dell. Call 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL. Or go to dell.com/Memorial Day.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
A shooting at a bar in Trenton, New Jersey early this morning leaves 5 men and 5 women with injuries. Trenton City Councilman Gerald Blakely.
Every time we get a break in the weather, a few in this city want to engage in gunplay.
Heavy rain in recent weeks spurred major flooding from Tulsa, Oklahoma into western Arkansas. Tulsa resident Anna Hall.
This is the highest I've ever seen the water, and I've lived here over 30 years. My husband and I bought the house 31 to 32 years ago.
People who live along the Arkansas River are being told to be ready to evacuate. A couple of shelters have been set up. Pope Francis said Saturday that abortion can never be condoned, even when the fetus is gravely sick or likely to die, and he urged doctors and priests to support families to carry such pregnancies to term. Speaking to a Vatican-sponsored anti-abortion conference, Francis said the opposition to abortion isn't a religious issue, but a human one. He compared abortion to hiring a hitman. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The 32nd annual Rolling Thunder event takes place this weekend in Washington, D.C., as hundreds of thousands of motorcycle riders from across America call attention to servicemen missing in action or prisoners of war. Artie Muller is executive director and was part of the planning for the first one in 1988 when 2,000 bikers appeared.
We never really did anything like that in our lives, you know, and we were impressed. And after that, I said, I think we have to, keep going. We just can't stop.
Mueller says this parade will likely be their last that the group puts on due to increasing costs surrounding the trip and frequent alleged harassment from law enforcement. Jeopardy whiz James Holzhauser won his 27th game and became the second ever player to top the $2 million mark. Here's who is Alex Trebek.
And you risked $35,000. That takes you up to $74,400 and $2,065,535.
Vice President Mike Pence delivers the commencement address at West Point today.
Men and women of the class of 2019, congratulations. You made it. And I know in the years ahead, you will do your part to ensure for ourselves and our posterity that freedom will reign. God bless you and protect you. And God bless our Army and Armed Forces. And God bless America.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.